Hey everyone, just like I did with my Mandalorian and Ahsoka reviews, it's time for kind of a similar Marvel catch up. Let's talk about Secret Invasion and then we'll talk about Loki season two. I don't have many super developed, detailed thoughts. I just have my overall thoughts. Secret Invasion, where do I even start? I think this is maybe the worst thing I have ever reviewed on this channel. I think this is some of the worst franchise media I've ever seen. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. This thing was horrendous, and you know how much I was looking forward to it. I guess the main problem with it is it's a crack at kind of your 70s political thrillers. It's like 3 Days of the Condor or something like that. And it's just laughable and embarrassing how this show takes all the surface level elements of that genre, everything you see on the very surface, yet completely ignores what makes that genre work, what makes that genre tick, and it just completely fails to grasp why that genre is what it is, and instead just only copies those surface level things, and for that, completely falls flat. I mean, the most essential piece of a political thriller is the tone, that tightly wound, razor sharp suspense. A good political thriller has that danger permeating every moment, that sense that, like, you gotta look over your shoulder all the time, that you're never safe, that you can trust no one. And that's the tone Secret Invasion went for and completely, utterly missed. No tension, no stakes, no reason to care about anything that's happening. The show was just boring. It's just boring. It's tedious to watch. It doesn't have any of that atmosphere at all. So, after thriller, the other most important part of a political thriller is, you guessed it, political. A good political thriller has something to say, some sort of message. I mean, art in general has some sort of message. It doesn't have to be partisan. It doesn't have to be Republican, Democrat political, but just something, some sort of idea, central idea. And Secret Invasion is hollow. It has nothing behind it. What makes this even more egregious is the hard work was already done. In Captain Marvel, the Skrulls were set up as this refugee group. So, for Secret Invasion, the perfect setup already existed. It was already handed on a platter to them to make some sort of statement on the refugee experience. And Marvel, whether they were trying to avoid it or not, just completely went away from, just didn't say anything interesting or compelling. I mean, the writing of this show was atrocious. The only time there is something of value there is some occasional dialogue scenes, like some one-on-one scenes I can think of that were pretty good. But this show is just a handful of compelling conversations without any cohesive story stringing them together. Whatever story that is there is lazy, it's hastily manufactured for drama, for shock value. I mean, it's almost like watching the franchise collapse under its own weight, watching all this plot construction just crumble in front of your eyes in real time as episode after episode ends with a character dying for shock value. It's disastrous. It's hilarious, actually, to see how much of a misfire this is. And the final episode of this show, disastrous. I mean, that's when any sort of veil of a political thriller gives way to the Marvel superhero-ness underneath. It's horrendous. I mean, the only real positives of this series are the performances. They elevate their underwritten roles. Olivia Colman gets to really chew some stuff up here, but she's just wasted in such a bad project. It's a shame. This was horrendous. I'm not going to waste any more time on this. But there's one more thing I have to bring up, and I have to ask this, and I ask this as a joke, but also, like, is Marvel a money laundering scheme? Because How did this show cost the reported $212 million? Where is that money going? It has to be going somewhere else, or maybe Samuel L. Jackson cost $100 million because this show, that money did not find its way on screen. The CGI, the technical aspects of this show, they fall just as flat as its storytelling, as its writing. What's even funnier is how the Marvels just ignores this show and pretends it doesn't exist. It's hilarious. This is not worth watching, even if you're a hardcore MCU guy. Just skip this. There is no value here. Secret Invasion, atrocious. Next up, Loki season two. And this one was not atrocious, which is nice, but it's also not great, which is disappointing. I am a huge fan of Loki season one. Season two, it's a mixed bag, I gotta say. Loki season two is filled to the brim with great performances, better writing, stuff like in episode one, kind of the sequence with Ouroboros, really well done. The direction of the show is very good. It's very well shot. Production value, costume design, very good looking, very technically well-made show. I guess my problem is just kind of the mid-show slump. It starts off very strong, but then I feel like it gets a little unfocused. Season one is so hyper-focused on Loki and his identity and exploring his identity through Sylvie, obviously. Season two completely sidelines Sylvie, which was a mistake. The show also completely sidelines any romance too, which was ridiculous. I kind of hated how they treated Sylvie because she was such a nothing character with no development in this show, or in this season rather. But yeah, the show starts off strong. Season two just doesn't have a focus like season one had. I just don't care about the temporal loom and all that. It just doesn't work for me. And then kind of we get to episodes three and four, and we get Victor Timely, and I just don't care. And then Jonathan Majors is really bad in these episodes, and he's doing this stutter, and he's capital A acting so hard, and he's trying so hard, and it just does not work at all. It's a bad performance. But then we get to episodes five and six, and then we get refocused on Loki, and we get back to his development, and that really works, and his arc really works. And then we end really strong with a fantastic ending that is satisfying, that is a great conclusion to this character, that wraps up his arc and the TVA and all that really well. So I don't know. I liked this season. I didn't love it. It never reached the heights of the first season, but it landed the plane and it landed the plane well and it had character development. Maybe it's because I just talked about Secret Invasion and by comparison, this thing is a masterpiece, but I'm now leaning more favorable. So, Loki season two was pretty good. Definitely one of the better things Marvel has released this year, which isn't saying much, honestly, but I liked it. I didn't love it. So, those are my thoughts on Secret Invasion and Loki season two. Let me know what you thought of these two shows in the comments, the email, the voicemail, or the forum, and all of those links are in the description. Thank you so much for listening and have a good day.